Next second leg of the Democratic Convention is on tonight. All right, folks, so let's say one time going to our interview. Let's say good afternoon to Mr. Dillon DeSong. Right, we're going to be talking about Vieux-Fort housing, residents, and repair work needed. All right, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity, you know, for giving me and my neighbors the opportunity to highlight all of the stuff that is happening in our community.
All right, so this Vieux-Fort, where is it located?
It's in St. James. So the community is split between two developments, per se. So there's building A, which is in a separate spot, and then there's buildings B, C, and D. So I am a resident of building D, so I can speak to some of the challenges that B, C, and D are experiencing.
That's behind the sporting complex there, behind the cemetery?
Behind the cemetery.
Oh, behind the cemetery. Okay, right. So just an idea of where it is. All right, so what are some of the problems you all are having?
Okay, so for over the past 5 years, we have been working with trying to get agencies to do some of the things. They would have come and fixed some stuff, but they continue to work at their own pace. And it's only when something disastrous happens, you see a bunch of agency trucks come in to do anything. So last week we had a landslide. There's a number of structural issues, by the way. So last week we had a landslide. We don't have a proper retaining wall at the back of building D, and AGC is saying that they don't have the money to fix it. From what we understood, the money that they were supposed to build the cable wall, there's a house on the hill next door, and the lady's property started collapsing. So most of the money that was supposed to go to building that wall, they ended up having to basically fix her property and build a wall to ensure that her own doesn't collapse. Right, there's improper drainage at the top of the buildings right now. Every time rain falls, it's pooling, and we have issues with dengue fever right now, so it's a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Also, some of the water from building D, whenever it falls, it goes down to building C, and it's now starting to pool where they have their elevator and the electrical meters and stuff like that. And the shoddy work continues. The tiles, you mentioned that earlier on, it's popping. Basically, decide to do a gunman song. You can come in my unit and get all the soundtracks you need for your music video. Because it's every night you're saying bo 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 bo,
and it's tiles.
It's crazy. Like you would be sleeping and then out of the blue you have to like fly up because you're wondering like what going on. And you mentioned again people's houses getting flooded. There was a burst pipe not too long ago in front of building B where. One of the water mains burst and it flooded out a resident apartment where I live. Every time it rains, one of the guttering to the left-hand side of the building, it overflows because it's blocked and it floods all of the apartments in that column. And, you know, it's crazy because every time this happens and you go to AGC, the residents are building the mortgages and they're telling you that, well, it's not their job to fix it. You have to fix it. But, I mean, how could you expect us to fix work that you should have done properly? You know, with my tiles in my unit, when I went to AGC explaining it, at the time I was a rent-to-own tenant, and they came, they checked it, they said, okay, well, we'll fix it. And then within the months, they pressured me to move on to mortgage, basically telling me if I don't move on, they will put me out. So I eventually went and did it.
So they're not fixing your place and they want to put you out on top of that?
Yeah. Hmm. And then when I went back, I got an estimate to fix the tile. It was like $40,000+.
Hmm.
The person that I spoke with at AGC was Ms. Kalu, and she said, well, go and take out a loan and fix it.
Wow. Now, stick up and as you said that there, could this be the reason why so many people are wanting to owe AGC money? Because, I mean, you're in the place, your tire's cracking up, this needs fixing, that needs fixing. They tell you how to fix it, they're not maintaining the place, and people might be saying, boy, to hell with all you want to fix it, I go fix it, and I'm paying my rent or whatever it is.
Yeah, I firmly believe that is the case because, you know, when you deal with AGC, they know that the perception of the public is that residents not paying their rent, but I pay mine and I can put my head on a block for the people in my building and say majority of them pay it. So why should we have to suffer the consequences for something that AGC isn't doing? If you know that people aren't paying their rent, but you have the power to put them out. So, I mean, it's hard for someone to lose their home, but at the end of the day, you know, you can't suffer the majority for something that the minority is doing.
Right, really, because really and truly how it is with our landlord, if there's a problem and the landlord don't want to fix it, the tenant will fix it, and then the landlord will take it out of the rent wherever the maintenance is or whatever. Yeah. Right, but if you can't have that arrangement with AGC, I could understand people's mentality where it's like, if I had to fix this, I had to fix that, I had to fix that, keep fixing, I'm talking to you and you're not coming to fix it, well, then I'm not paying my rent. or my mortgage or whatever. Which, yes.
And
you know,
and that is the disheartening thing, in that when you approach agency, the general, I'm trying to find the word for it, that of the agency staff, is that you have a place, you should be happy. So if you're living in a shack, just be happy that you're not on the streets with the homeless people.
Hey boy, wow. So I've seen some pictures. Some pictures were sent to me here. I've seen rain, what rain falling, guttering all the way down. People getting, you know, wet all the way down, mm-hmm. right? So the guttering need fixing, mm-hmm. right? I've seen that. I've seen the yeah. cracked tiles. I mentioned real cracked tiles. Tiles just cracking up. I mean, it's real shoddy work, worksmanship, you know?
It's a lot. And the problems don't even stop with the shoddy work. We actually have money missing from the management company account.
It has a management company account. Explain that.
Yeah. So they were supposed to set up a management company. So the company would be responsible for maintaining the building. So cutting the bush, you know, maintaining the gutterings and whatnot. But unfortunately, while the company is in existence, the residents aren't in control of it. So AGC is the one that is basically still maintaining, in charge of the maintenance company. And for the first, they only set up the account about 2 years ago, and majority of us would have been living here upwards of 5 years. So for the first, let's say the first 2 years of money that agency would have collected, it wasn't remitted into the account when it was created. When I was a rep for one of the buildings, and when I was there, they had said that they were going to do an audit, because how the money is submitted, the renters, they would pay directly to agency, and the people who are on license to occupy, rent to own, and mortgage, they would pay their own to TTMF, and TTMF would have then given the money to AGC. And they said that they were doing an audit. I can't remember the exact figure I was told when I was there, but through our lawyer, Mr. Nigel Floyd, we were able to find out that, you know, it only had like about a little over $100,000 in the account, and that would have been money remitted from TTMF, I think would have been like 2021 into early 2022. And the last time I would have come to the media and, you know, spoke about it, the managing director of AGC, she came and she was like, you know, residents owing AGC millions in management fees and rent and whatnot. But when our lawyer dug up, we actually found that AGC is the one that is owing us close to $1 million in fees. They don't know where the money gone, and we don't know where
the money gone, boy. So that money would have been used to do little maintenance and thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
To fix if the elevator goes wrong, they would have fixed that. If, you know, the pipe burst, to fix it. And, you know, the challenges continue, because even with building, we were sold our units with the premise that we would have had a parking area. We don't have parking. The plans that we would have gotten, well, there's parking for the community, but there's not one specific for building.
Right.
So they have 91 units. And it has roughly 120 spots, but it's not enough spots to fit everyone, because you have to have you have to have spots for visitors, you have to have spots for the residents. When we looked at the plan that AGC would have submitted, they didn't use that plan to build, to finish the building, because all of the things that they would have put on the plan, for example, with the parking and all of that, is not there.
Really?
I think in the plan they would have suggested that they were supposed to have close to 200 spots. We only have like 120 something.
You know, talking to you and other people over the years with AGC, I really feel AGC and the Ministry of Housing has been giving people a 6 for 9. After all, do you feel so? I mean, you've just been sold a dream, is that people are so desperate. I hate to use that word, but that is what it is. People are so desperate for housing in this country. You get a AGC house, you're glad. But when you get it, boy, it has be like, I know somebody who had to spend thousands of dollars just to get the house ready. It's like, you get a shell, you had to tile up this, you had to thing build up this, you had to do that, all kind of thing. And it's like, you know, it's best you had to save up your money and buy a house somewhere.
Yeah, it's best you had done that before. You know, when you think about it, you know, you would have gotten your house on the premise that, you know, you would have had somebody to pass on, you know, generational wealth, but it seemed like they want to pass on generational trauma, because every day is something different. If it's not that a neighbor of mine had an emergency recently where she needed an ambulance, it was trouble for the ambulance to come because they don't have disability access. So for my building, we have stairs to walk up. It was hard for them. We had a community meeting, I think it would have been 2 or 3 years ago. I would have mentioned the lack of disabled spots, and AGC's response as well, we did an assessment, there are no disabled people there. So I guess everyone is supposed to remain in the peak of health until the good Lord decides to come.
What about the elevator? Any problems with the elevator? Because those buildings need elevators.
Right now, the elevators have been working, I would say for the last year, it has been working fairly well. But in the past, we would have had issues with the elevator. But for now, knock on wood, they work it.
Yeah, boy. So every time rain fall, you always be like, you know, getting heart attack because the amount of rain I see falling down gutter in there, it ain't easy. That the whole roof, the roof looking like it could fall down, all kind of thing.
Yeah. And this is something that they would have known because in 2019, when I moved in, the back of my unit, which is closer to the elevator, water had started seeping. And we would have submitted that. They never came and fixed the roof. So it's things that they are aware of, but they only want to fix it when it is convenient to them.
You know, when they go fix it close to election time, then we're going to fix it, right, St. James? Hello, good afternoon.
This way.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
You hear what's going on here, partner?
Yeah, boy. What's up? People really know I have family renting AGC. Listen. Why should you have to repair AGC apartment? You pay them. Them have to repair. If I rent it from a landlord,
yeah,
I'm supposed to fix the house.
Mm-hmm.
I will fix it, but the rent.
The doc has something. And I feel this is the reason why some people, I'm not saying anymore, some people really worth less, but I feel this is the reason why some people owe AGC.
Check this scenario.
Yeah.
You have given poor people homes, right? The government, that is.
Yeah.
$1 million for AGC homes. That is for public servants. That is for police, soldiers, nurses, and doctors. What about the poor man who's trying to get a two-bedroom board house? You can't build something for $100,000 and give the man it, or give a young couple who no community. The land was me. A man has all the money to build a house, but the land, that is the problem. Because the land is so expensive. You can't build the house if you buy the land. Big man, you have no money to build the house. And if you go to, you can use the land as collateral, but most of the time it's squat. Scotland and bank do a cent for you. Nothing for you. But AGC playing the fool.
AGC playing the fool. Odd by partner. So you all have a little committee and thing you all have been calling. What about the line minister, the minister themselves? Just let me take our next call. Hello, good afternoon.
Base, good afternoon to you.
Yes, sir.
Base, you cannot use a man on a program, what he's saying has authority,
what?
To bash the AGC without her agency.
But what do you mean what a man talking? When a man, well, I'm seeing pictures here. I am seeing pictures here on videos.
Listen. If you're interviewing the man, I listen out here.
Yeah.
Normally, if you pay, from what I understand, by the way, good afternoon to you and the guest. But you said, if you pay part of, I guess, the rental or the mortgage, what is included in that is what you call the maintenance fee. Is that the case?
Yes.
Right. Now, you said in the case of TTMF, they would remit HDC from what is paid by the residents or by owners.
Mm-hmm.
And in their accounts had $100,000, and your lawyer found that it had over $1 million. But you just run through that.
Now it had over $1 million. Let me correct you. Close to $1 million is missing.
Close to $1 million?
Close to $1 million
is missing.
Close to $1 million missing?
Yeah.
You can't say that on the radio. That's not true.
Well, I have the...
Why should I believe you? But anyhow...
Let him answer. Answer, sir, Dylan.
Yes, I could provide you with the bank statements. I could provide you with the with a report that was done. That
did you ever go to the police with it?
Did you ever go to the police with this? You say you have bank statements on proof. You ever went to
the police?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think that this would be a matter that the police could address because
it's a matter for this money missing. Is that a matter for the police?
Well, how to put it? The money is missing yet, but AGC say that they are doing their accounting, so they would have received the money, but they basically don't know where it is.
It's after AGC. AGC said they've been receiving the money and they don't know where the money gone.
All right. No, I don't want to.
Rowley Jr., come on, man. Don't come here with your politics now.
No. I'm asking the man question. Because is it money missing, or you think that was in the account, but it would have shown that money passed through the account? Is the money utilized? There's a difference between money missing and money utilized to reach the point of 100,000 in the account. That's one. The other thing.
Let me stop you.
Wait, just one question.
This is where listening is important, right? Money would have been the first 2 or 3 years, the money would have been paid directly to AGC, but the last, I think for 2021 and 2022. That money would have been deposited directly into the account. So that's where the difference is.
Base, now, while I want to understand what you're telling me, One of the things I'm very careful of is using where somebody may have a problem with HEC. They come on the radio. Fair enough, I gladly hear the information. And using it as authority for listeners. Because I just hear Arima talking about your question about land. Now, HEC, one of the things about getting cheap housing right now is that this, people don't pay attention to cheap housing in Trinidad on the HEC. Those cheap housing where most cheap housing in HEC, when you go, it is turned into ghettos. Mostly cheap housing.
All right, well, Jolly, let me go get into that. And right now, we have the residents here of Euphort who go into hell. I am seeing pictures, I've seen everything. What do
you
think we're going through?
You know what I want to end?
Yeah.
You know what I want
please,
to end?
Please.
Because we just blame HEC, but we don't blame people in this country. Some of these people have to take responsibility
for what? Taking responsibility for the place breaking down on the tiles? Look, Rowley Jr., come now, man. Yeah, what you're saying, Nidigan?
I wanted us to say, well, how could we take responsibility for something that we would not have done? We weren't the ones that approved the study work. Right now, our lawyer is truly working at our law. We are saying that EDC basically violated building codes because the plans that would have been submitted is not what they used. We do have the parking that is needed. And EDC is basically hiding behind the fact they do have enough money, which is crazy because they would have gotten money from many people who are on mortgage for their unit, the full money. And while they would have gotten the money, we now have to suffer with it. Suffer with the consequences of their, you know, shoddy work and their proven things that, you know, shouldn't have been passed in the first place.
Right, I mean, you're seeing the shoddy work there. I mean, the tiles, I don't know the tiles, put on and the tiles cracking up. Look at this roof. I am seeing where rain falling and this roof ready to collapse. You're seeing that?
If I was on my phone right now, I would have turned the camera to show you where actually the roof outside of my roof is actually rusting from water seeping through the roof for a considerable amount of time, and it's now rusting.
Yeah, and I'm sure it have many other people out there with problems with HEC places, but people in this place, I only like to keep too quiet, man. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, base boy, we're pointing song here, boy. I hear you call me out, boy.
Yeah, boy, well, St. James, look at our place, view 40 and same. But plus, first of all, there's no handicap activity. It's not handicap accessible. It's not accessible to any handicap people. So anybody want to go there to look for the handicap?
I know one person living there, so I go find. I'm not in contact with them, to be honest.
Right.
That's in the back of Mokrapo, boys, there, old school, right?
Yeah, in the back of the cemetery there. By
no, I was
second
one of that, but because of your government, they didn't finish it up. They was vindicating the western part, so when PNM come in, they organize it.
Oh God,
but
yeah.
I listen to the guy.
Yeah.
I don't want his isolated situation, my brother.
It's not his isolated, it's all the residents in that particular building.
But why is only he came out? But I don't want you to take that, the few people in there, their situation, which can be relevant or not, better hear the ADC, for the delinquency with ADC all around Trinidad by not paying their rent. Right, that is real and that is honest. Over $1 billion, almost $1 billion in rent and mortgage. But when I got my unit, that's just me. When I got my unit, there was some issues within the bathroom. I had 24 hours water, then had that and stuff like that. And I had a sort of, and ADC said, because it's simple, for a landlord to fix up your place and repair it, they have to have money to do that. And what was told to me by many people is that ADC is broke and they don't have any money to repair any units. Huh. Right? I have my units about 10 years now. Right? Approximately about that. Right? And so I take my little disability and I organize up what I can organize. I owe in ADC about $1,800. Right? But I have been paying my rent. I'm not delinquent. They say I wasn't paying my rent. At the end of the day, I go leave afloat inside this because at the end of the day, I will leave a float inside because I took my money to repair certain things in the place. I got my sewer. I got a sewer issue and they came and sort out that. To be honest with ADC, they came and they sort out that because that would affect the whole community. But some bad job days that I was attached to the neighbor. So they had to detach me from it. That was pretty expensive and ADC did that. But in the line of repairs, I had a couple doors missing and stuff like that. They had no money to buy material. Right? Now, under Camille Robinson Regis, they have burst up the units now into maintenance accounts and I think other things. So now they are saying that they have some allocation to do some repairs. I don't know what's going on in St. James there. As I said, listen to me, brother. I'll wait till I hear ADC side and then I'll evaluate. And I'm saying what the brother is not saying is not truth. But let we hear other tenants and let we hear ATC story, because we all can admit, brother, who inside of the studio, that there's a, I am an ATC rent, that there's a serious delinquency in Trinidad and Tobago with paying ATC rent and mortgage. You can hear that, brother?
Mm. But what I mean, you just but you just say you put $1,800 inside because you had to fix certain things. You just said that.
I paid off my thing. I paid.
Yeah, well, okay, but you just said you paying. You intend to pay off your thing.
Well, yeah, but
you
just said I'm not getting on that.
But I tell you, all right. But I'm saying that
over the 10 years.
Oh my God! Listen to me now.
$1,800.
Right? Okay. I'm saying. Listen to me. I'm saying that you intend to pay it off, but you say you have $1,800 existing for HGC because you had to fix because you had to fix certain things. That is you. But I'm saying that the mentality of other persons could not be like you. Ought to be like you. Other people could be like this, brother. Saying, watch me. It's tiles dropping off. It's my roof thing. It's this that thing. I ain't paying nothing until HGC fixes it,
but
because I'm calling.
You
calling,
know that's
I'm
not the majority.
But it could be something.
It's owing over $1 billion. In outstanding fees, you know that.
Okay,
you as well were saying on the station many times that people don't pay ADC because they believe the unit is free. I'm not saying that the brother is not saying what he because there's other situations in other parts of Trinidad Tobago with shoddy work with contractors like ADC and people complaining.
Right,
but as
okay.
I said, I would like to hear ADC side because Viewport project is even newer than mine. So I'll listen base. I ain't not judging nobody. I want to hear ADC side too.
All right, okay. I just study them and I'm going to say PNM people, you know. Who PNM can do no wrong. Damn hypocrites.
Trust me, water of a dog back.
I
don't have friends.
Exactly.
I know for myself that I am in good standing with the ATC. I have been living in this apartment for almost 5 years, and I can say with the Bible in my hand, I have never been late on my payment for ATC. As a matter of fact, ATC have all their money from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get paid, before I even buy something to put in my mouth, I make sure and put
you make sure you're paying, your mortgage, boy, and you can't get no justice with your place. You want to see your place looking nice, and then you want to be rain falling, and look at that roof, now, man. That roof could fall long anytime. The whole roof, HGC fix these people place in Viewfort in St. James, man.
It's so embarrassing that you know every time you have to invite somebody over, you have to give them a fair warning that you know the noises you hear is a gunshot. It's like an advisory for a horror movie.
Somebody saying, why are HGC contractors allowed to do such shoddy work in the first place? Why it is when you know a place built, nobody goes to inspect the place? There should be a benchmark and certain guidelines to follow.
Well, people claim they inspecting it, but is the type of inspections they're doing? Because if you could see that this has been approved, then it leads to the question whether the people that inspected even qualified or what went
on. And everything is a kickback in this tongue. You know this tongue. These contractors giving people a kickback to pass inspection for police. The way shoddy work was done. Right?
So we would have gotten a report that would have listed all of the shoddy work. The drainage system is not as adequate enough to allow for the drainage. So instead of for the water to run out, where the water settles is actually lower than it. So instead of it has to have enough water running for the hole to empty out. And there's mosquitoes breeding in it.
Man, look, we had this dengue thing right now and mosquitoes breeding in the place, boy.
Yeah, the electrical panels for most of the units right now, when rain falls, it wets it. We had a situation recently whereby, you know, every time you use the dryer in your house or you use the electric stove, the current flicking on and off because, you know, they were up wiring apparently by one of my neighbors. They would have smelled smoke, and when they got somebody to check it, the person say, if you had continued, your whole unit could have burned down. And with that, we don't even have a functioning fire system. You know, most of the apartments have extinguishers, but the extinguishers have no hose. So if a fire breaks out, how are you supposed to use it?
And nobody is checking on this, but this is a hazard in this place. Oh gosh, come on, all you cannot be making excuses for this. This is inexcusable. Yeah.
The only time we actually get and see ADC do things is when we do exercises like this. But the last time I would have went on the TV, the managing director from ADC, the next day, hold a big press conference where she basically demonized a lot of the residents. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't delinquent people here, but on the flip side, you ADC as the landlord, if people are not paying their rent, then they're supposed to do what they're supposed to do. You cannot keep frustrating people that doing what they're supposed to do. And why should we suffer for the actions of a few?
Everybody's supposed to do what they're supposed to do now, man. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi. Yes, really betterment in basis, God bless in basis, because this really for the poor people of base. Listen to this, it's time the government, I sit down and I imagine what kind of thing we're going to do with HTC and people and anyway. HTC need to build houses, okay, all the million dollar houses, government, any government, get a next organization, capitalists, builders, contractors to build houses for poor people for $100, nothing more than $100. Watch man, young couples married, they squatting, they all over the place, they can't get no, getting a house for medicine, no, that's a no, you're getting it. So it's time poor people are connected to your income, you get a house for $100, two bedroom, one bath, one toilet, no garage, you tell them they go build a garage and thing. Why are you giving people houses, poor people houses for $1 million, three and four toilets and garage, three and four toilets, you see them on the service station, boys?
Hmm. And how much for one of these formulary units, if you don't mind me asking? How much have you paid for one of these?
Okay, so my own was $650,000. But from what I would have understand, agency would have gotten approval still set to basically put the units on building B on sale, and those are going for
$750,000. But I mean, nice to live in St. James and in the West, something. I grew up in the West, but it has certain places you could get a little fixer upper for something,
yeah.
That's an best fix it up to your liking, $650,000.
And the thing is, it's like a really nice community. We are in the middle of everything. You can basically walk to the supermarket.
Yeah, nice.
I can even walk to work. So, you know, I like where I live, but I just don't like the way in which AGC is treating us.
And AGC. So who's the last person you say you spoke to at AGC?
Miss Kalu.
And the lawyer, yeah. You were your lawyer dealing with. So what is the matter with the law and all that kind of thing? What is the way forward? What's going on?
Well, right now, we are kind of in the discovery stages of things because we are trying to basically get AGC to hold up their bargain. So we would have filed freedom of information stuff to get information. So that's how I'm able to say how much money was deposited into the account. How I'm able to say that, you know, we could see where the shoddy work is going. So that's where we are right now. We still are waiting some more information from AGC. They have asked us for extension, so we are waiting on that right now.
All right, partner. Well, Mr. Dillon, the song keeps singing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was about to say one of the residents actually reached out to me just now because she wants to call in to give her part because people are saying that it's only, you know, me speaking.
Yeah, well, they're calling, residents calling, man. The number is 622-2257. 622-2257. As a matter of fact, anybody, anywhere, not just View 4 here, anybody with any other problems at AGC, call me right now. Right? So let her call in. Okay?
Right.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I really hope that our plight is right, as the right people, so that we can finally, you know, have a place that we can call home and not have to be every night, you know, dealing with these challenges that we have.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
There's already enough challenges in Trinidad to people, so why when you come home that, you know, you can't just be at peace?
Oh, gosh, but at least peace somewhere now, boy. All right, I'm Dylan, boy. Well, all the best, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, let me see if somebody
then say,
hello.
Yeah, I want to ask you, man.
All right, look, somebody want to ask you something? You're gone? You're still there?
No.
Look, he's still there.
Yeah, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you brother something. I want to be truthful and honest. You haven't even talked about 5 years now, you say, bro?
Sorry?
About 5 years.
Yeah, about 5 years.
And what is your mortgage on that on the unit there?
What is that your business?
The reason why I have a lot of enemies on radio with talk show hosts and callers, because I truthful. I told you I owe in ATC about $1,800 every month.
The man owing not the way you want to find out how much he owe. He not owing anything. He ain't owing a cent.
No, that was I came in late. Okay.
But the man
owing
anything.
I can be transparent with him.
I think I pick up on the program
right,
that I want to evict people.
No. He said there's no eviction. He said he does not owe anything. He does not owe a cent. The man living in a mess. He just want them to fix the place.
Of course. All right, well, last year is when they set up the new unit, recovery and maintenance.
It's not working. You set it up. What set up my foot? It's not working. It is not working. Nothing working.
I want to let the caller know that before, if you allow any mortgage residents like myself, before we even get our salary in our hand, we just take it. So, sorry, TTMF or public bank.
Before he take out anything for himself, TTMF taking all the money, taking all the money, fix the place. Set more setup repair, and you said government setup repair and setup repair. You're not working, fix the people, please. Right? I only want to hear from residents there of Euford right now. Hold on. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello, miss.
Hi, this is the Freedom
106. This is Freedom 106. Are you one of the residents?
Yes.
All right, tell me what you're going through there, miss.
Yes. So what I am going through, I am one of the residents of building B, Euford. And what I can tell you, the cost of this apartment is not like a normal 1800 per month. The cost of this apartment is close to $1 million.
Wow.
Okay? And the plan that was approved by Tongue and Country are not what exists in reality. HDC has breached, violated the building codes of Trinidad and Tobago, right? There's a landslide right behind our building that always slides in the rainy season. Anytime, God forbid, something happens, we can die. You understand? We have been reaching out to AGC. We have seek the legal aspect, right? We have seek media mass because we want justice, equal rights and justice. We ain't get here free. I'm very emotional right now.
Yeah, but you're like, you want to cry there, Miss Boy, yes. Cry.
Yes, because who feels it knows it.
It's wickedness by wickedness.
Yes, the wicked. And we want our cries be heard and sorted out.
And miss, what you think is you're not owing, eh? You're paying.
I'm not owing.
You're paying
because my mortgage is deducted before my salary.
Look at that.
Is my account.
All right, miss. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You see? Right? Nobody owing. They just want their place repaired, boy. So who's the lawyer once again, Dylan?
Our lawyer is Mr. Nigel Floyd.
Nigel. Nigel what?
Nigel Floyd.
Okay. Okay. Right.
And he has done an excellent job with us. We are so thankful for him because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know all the things that we've been doing and we would have been continuing to be, led astray by HGC because they keep saying that they don't have the money or they keep making promises. And then with most of the public service contract is 3 years. So after 3 years, a new person comes and everything starts back again.
All right. All right, Dylan boy. All right, so we'll keep on touch of it and, all the best, like I said before.
All right, but thank you so much.
All right, man. Cool. All right. So you've been listening to the first two of the residents there of Euford, and I'm sure there are more who would call in, right? And of course, allegedly breached the building codes. HGC allegedly breached the building codes, which is what people are saying. They have landslides behind the building. They were supposed to get a certain number of car parks. They only get one something. They showed them something, and they gave them a 6-4-9. 6-4-9. Hello, good afternoon.
It's time again. Listen.
Oh, gosh, man.
Wait. Listen. I want to find out something. After you pay out for your unit. You listen?
Yeah.
So you have 000 balance, okay? And your house started to deteriorate now. Who fixing it?
Well, you have to get, you have nothing to get. And what do you mean who fixing it? You have to fix it.
You have to fix it?
You have to fix everything, God. They say AGC have no money.
You will take 30, 40, 50 years, your grandchildren still paying, you dead and going.
Still paying and still fixing.
No, that's something wrong. Because that time, the house started to deteriorate, the roof and everything there. That's right. Something wrong. That's
it.
Amend the thing. Hold it on my
base. Yeah, but people desperate out there for housing. People are desperate. People need to take anything. Anything. Look, even where they're sending people. I had a partner 9 years ago. The man was even Shafford called living in Port of Spain. Send him down south. Quite down south. The man had to go. Get a house. He go down south. When he go down south, he had to fix this, fix that, fix this, fix that. Why are they treating people so? Why isn't there proper inspections and protocols when these contractors do work? Why? Why these people always have to be complaining about HGC houses breaking down, cracking down, this, that? Look what happened by Mova there with Lassa, which is Lassa Altura, so whatever his name, in Mova there, over the lady young. Come on, man, HGC. Better than that.